Support for the morning show comes from Andrea's, a Kenosha tradition since 1911. A unique shopping experience time and time again, and that's what brings you back. Don't forget about Jack's Cafe, Andrea's at 2401 60th Street, Kenosha, online at www.andreasgifts.com. WGTD is also supported by Carthage College, dedicated to combining an environment of reflection and self-discovery with a culture of high expectation, designed to allow students to uncover and ignite their potential. More information about undergraduate and adult education opportunities online at carthage.edu.
And we welcome you to the morning show on WGTD HD. And it's once again our pleasure to welcome into our studios for his monthly visit to the program, Brian Albrecht, the president of Gateway Technical College. And on today's program, we're going to be talking about a topic which is really near and dear to the president's heart, namely the role of manufacturing, a robust manufacturing sector in our economy, and some of the important partners which Gateway has in the effort to help train a viable workforce. And we're going to be welcoming via telephone in just a couple of minutes one of Gateway's most valued partners. We'll introduce him in just a moment. First, President Brian Albrecht, we welcome you to the program.
Good morning, Greg. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Good to have you here.
Thank you.
I know that a lot of our listeners will have heard over our news programs the story about Gateway and the University of Wisconsin-Parkside inking yet another agreement, which really helps pave the way for some smooth sailing, academically speaking, in terms of students who want to access the resources of both Gateway and Parkside. It's now easier than ever.
It is, Greg, and I'm so proud of our partnership with UW-Parkside and all of our university partners, but Chancellor Debbie Ford has been such a great champion for the role of two-year technical and community colleges in building that talent pipeline directly into the four-year degree programs. You may recall a year ago we signed our very first Forward Together partnership agreement, which was to have direct transfer, 70 credits from Gateway directly into UW-Parkside. Shortly after that, we signed a dual enrollment agreement, which allowed students to register at Gateway and at Parkside at the same time, earn university credits, two-year technical college credits, and have a seamless transfer back and forth. And last week, we signed another agreement, which was seven more full articulation agreements in the area of information technology and business, so that students in our IT programs could take their entire degree, start as a junior at UW-Parkside, and accelerate their career path in the IT careers that are available in our communities. So important because, like manufacturing, information technology is a very high-demand, fast-growing occupational area, and Gateway offers some of the high-end computer programming degrees and networking degrees, and we have great partnerships that help elevate our students beyond just entry level. So the transfer into the four-year degree was a natural. I'm very proud that we're able to put that all together on behalf of our students. And we had a couple of our students, one from Gateway that's going to be going to Parkside and one from Parkside that had gone to Gateway as our guest speakers. And they just really eloquently laid it out that this is so important for anyone in our community as they think about education as a lifelong learning path.
Excellent. Good to see those kind of agreements reached. I know you're also excited about the opening of the new Student Services Center in Kenosha.
It is beautiful. It's our third renovation. We renovated the Elkhorn campus about 2 years ago, Student Services, and then last year we finished up the Racine campus, and so we finally got around to the Kenosha campus, and I'm so proud of it. Actually, they renamed it the Atrium now because it's, you know, very high ceilings and a lot of glass, and as people drive down 30th Avenue here, they'll look and take a double take, I think, at Gateway's front entrance because it's so much more appealing. But more importantly, it's more conducive to the services we provide. So we've been able to consolidate our effort here and have students go to more or less a one shop for their financial aid, for their business services, for their student registration, career advising. All of those are now conveniently located to help a student navigate their way through Gateway in a much more efficient way.
I know you want to point out to our listeners how this month of April has a special connection for anybody related to higher education, in particularly to anyone involved in the community college realm.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up, Greg. You know, it's always this time of year, spring, kind of helps us think about renewing. And, you know, we talk about the end of a semester and the beginning of a summer term. But April is also designated as America's Community College Month. So I guess you hug a community college person, I guess, is what you might want to say. But the reality of it is we have such a unique history at Gateway that I try to celebrate these milestones. In 1911, our communities really founded what is now called the Wisconsin Technical College System through an effort called Continuation Schools. And Racine, Wisconsin was the very first community to start a continuation school, Kenosha Second, in 1912. And that's really now the birthplace of what is known today nationally as America's Community Colleges. So Gateway was one of the first, if not the first, two-year publicly funded school in America. Hmm. Very strong roots, you know, 104 years old today. And here we celebrate again this month the important role that we play in providing those educational opportunities for folks that maybe never finished school to get a GED or an HSCD, those that are just coming to our community, learning a new language it might be, or learning a new skill, to individuals that are college of first choice, so they're getting their first college experience, to adult students who, you know, have been working for 10 or 15 years and now are going back for education and retraining. So what a great place for me to be, and I think a great way for us to celebrate the role of Gateway within our communities.
Wonderful. I know before we get to our guest, you also want to mention a gift which Gateway was given very recently, and something pretty out of the ordinary.
Yeah, you know, it's so inspiring. It's even sometimes hard to talk about this, but when we opened the HERO Center a few years ago, you know, HERO stands for Health and Emergency Response Occupations. It's our EMS 911 Fire Training Center in the Burlington community. It's a beautiful facility, but we were so privileged to have the New York Fire Department and the San Francisco Fire Department participate in the celebration of the ribbon cutting of that historical building, because as a part of that opening, we dedicated a monument, and one of the items of the monument was an I-beam from the World Trade Center. So Gateway was gifted a national artifact after 9/11, so we're the caretakers of it, and it's a beautiful statue with the eagle, and our students helped build it. It's actually a part of the museum now in New York, a photograph of it that kind of symbolizes Gateway as a historical site for that event. And recently, we were notified by a high school, actually, in New York that was charged with taking care of a pear tree that was the only surviving pear tree on the actual grounds of 9/11, the World Trade Center. So they brought this pear tree back to life and nurtured it. And now it has all kinds of offshoots, of course. So those organizations that are official caretakers of the United States artifact for 9/11 were gifted one of the trees. So we have a tree, and on Earth Day next week, we will plant that in our arboretum on the Kenosha campus so that all our students can study not only the characteristics of the tree, but also be reminded of the historical nature that Gateway plays in remembering that tragic event.
That's a really great gesture. Neat. Wonderful. Absolutely. Well, we're more than past due to introduce our very special guest, and I know you're very excited that we can welcome to our airwaves a really valued partner for Gateway in the manufacturing sector.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we have so many great partners throughout all three counties, but we don't often get a chance to celebrate the new developments out in the Elkhorn community as much as we should. And so this last year, we've been concentrating on the development of a new manufacturing center. And maybe 2 years ago, I met Mike Reeder. Mike is the president and owner of Precision Plus in Elkhorn, not far from our campus, actually. And he's been such a great champion for education, the role that Gateway can play, as well as our high schools, in developing a talented pipeline for precision machining. And so Mike and I met, and he challenged me a little bit on trying to upgrade our skill sets and upgrade our labs in Elkhorn. And that's really what has been the catalyst for what is now our new manufacturing center that is in design. And we've got a lot of people working on pulling this all together, and we hope to start construction very soon on it. And so proud of his leadership and the role that he's taken on to help all of us advocate for great career paths in manufacturing. So, Mike, we welcome you to the program. Thanks for taking the time out to be with us today.
Well, thank you for the invitation. I'm excited to be here with you today, and even more excited about the opportunities in front of us with the new manufacturing center on the Elkhorn campus.
Very good. Let's start out by just learning a little bit about you. Where are you from originally? What do we need to know about you? And then tell us something about your company, Precision Plus.
Sure, Greg. I grew up in Delavan, Wisconsin, not too far from the Elkhorn campus here, and unfortunately, never really looked into the manufacturing sector, even though I was surrounded by manufacturing entities. You know, one of the longstanding industry partners with the community in Delavan was Borg Instruments, and they They gifted, you know, many dollars to the school, and the stadium is named after George Borg. But I never really had a chance to look at it until I came into the business in 1995. And I'll tell you, it's a great career path. So many different things, very diverse opportunities, and we spent a lot of time in the last few years trying to help the younger generation understand the great career pathways and rewarding opportunities, you know, in manufacturing.
So tell us what Precision Plus manufactures.
We are a contract manufacturer of primarily Swiss-turned metal components, and also have a bank of CNC turret lays with twin spindles and triple turrets for very, very complex parts. So we deal with customers in aerospace, medical, dental, industrial controls, to include hydraulics and pneumatics, and even make components that go into oboes and bassoons.
Oh, my gosh. You know? A little bit of everything.
It is absolutely amazing. I had a chance to visit, and Mike laid out a series of different products that they make, and some of them you actually need a microscope to see. They're so small, and it's amazing that you could actually machine something that small. But as he mentioned, just a wide variety of highly skilled technicians it takes to be able to produce those products.
Wow. And so you produce these things to the absolutely precise requirements of someone who contracts your services.
Yes, and so we're not in the hardware store parts, you know, supply chain. We are focused on the higher end components, and we'll machine parts down to, you know, plus or minus 1/10,000th of an inch. So when we talk, you know, tenths, you know, people from the outside think, you know, 0.1, when in fact we're talking 0.0001. So when we bring people in from the outside and put them through our training program, we, you know, got to go through a retraining program of the vernacular of machining.
Wow.
I think that's why it's so important that Mike helps us in, as an advocate for helping young people understand what it takes to be a machinist today. Because a lot of people have an idea of what it works, what it might be like to work in a factory. But when you're talking about 0.1 of an inch, you know, that's smaller than the size of the diameter of a human hair, and you're talking about running a machine to be able to produce a product with those same tolerances thousands times over. It's amazing that, you know, the types of knowledge and skills you have to do that.
Wow. I mean, yeah. I mean, most people would never think that creating those kind of things would involve, like, as you said earlier, a microscope.
Right.
Looking at a microscope, we think of that as a highly scientific kind of thing, and we don't necessarily associate this field of manufacturing with that kind of precision. Mr. Eder, has it been like this the whole time? I mean, the whole history of your company, has this been the kind of thing that you have dealt with, or has this become what your focus is?
Well, we're in a fairly narrow niche industry, and, you know, a segment of the machining world, and this has been our focus since our founding in 1982. Again, Swiss-type machining was founded in Switzerland in the 1870s to support the watch industry. And so when people think of Swiss watches, you know, people immediately conjure up ideas of, you know, very fine, you know, close tolerance, precise instruments, you know, jewelers type stuff. And that's what the space we played in from day one. And so to Brian's point a moment ago, you know, manufacturing today is no longer simply pulling a lever on a drill press 8 hours a day, or you know, shoveling coal into a blast furnace to make metals and such. We are looking for problem solvers, people of a high intellect that can be part of the solution. And so it's a very different industry than, you know, perhaps 30, 40 years ago, when you know, all they wanted was somebody that could put lug nuts on a vehicle all day long.
And so, in a sense, this is much more satisfying work than it was a generation ago. I mean, for the typical person who likes to be a little bit creative.
I would have to think so. I mean, our folks are involved in so many different industry applications, and every day is a new challenge. And, you know, how do you overcome the obstacles in front of you? And, you know, I think at the end of the day, when they walk out of here, they feel satisfied that they overcame the problems in front of them. They made a component that goes into a system that may open a emergency door actuation system on a MRAP vehicle for the military, and hopefully has an opportunity to save somebody's life out in the field.
Hmm. For those of you just joining us on this edition of The Morning Show, we're joined by President Brian Albrecht, the president of Gateway Technical College, and via telephone by Mike Reeder, who is president and owner of Precision Plus, which is based in Elkhorn. President Albrecht, tell us a little bit about the kind of partnership that Gateway has with Precision Plus and what makes it and other partnerships so valuable.
Yeah, you know, so Mike already described some of the key elements, this high tolerance, you know, problem-solving skills. Those are all critical attributes of the graduates of Gateway. And, you know, it's sort of in our DNA. 104 years, our mission has been grounded on alignment with workforce training needs. And the whole aspect of being able to do that means that we need to be in touch with industry. So business partnerships are critical to our success. I like to call them our cornerstone. It's what keeps our programs relevant in today's world. It's what connects us to the outside world as far as what occupations our students may be going into once they graduate. It helps us to align services for students like job placement services or internships or co-op type programs. And it really helps to ground us, I think, in assuring that the training that we're providing at Gateway is relevant to not only the careers of today, but also the careers of tomorrow, so that our students can become lifelong learners and do the types of things that Mike's talking about, add value to the organization in their technical aspect, but also in their creative and their academic aspect, their problem solving, and so on. And, you know, what Mike has brought to our conversation is a whole new level of the differences between the variations of manufacturing. We've talked a lot on this program about our great partnerships with SC Johnson and Snap-on and Modine. And these are huge, huge companies in which we're a small sliver, hopefully, of a great relationship. With Mike and with organizations like Mike's, we can become much more engaged in the engineering design aspect, to the production machining aspect, to the business aspect, and really become a part of the community growth. And I think that's what I'm so proud of Mike about. He's just been a champion for not only Gateway, but for all of the schools in the region and helping build a stronger community so that all young people can see there are opportunities right there in Delavan, Elkhorn, East Troy, you know, wherever they live, that they can find opportunities. And I think that's what Precision Plus is really bringing to the table.
Hmm. Mike Reeder, tell us a little bit more, maybe in real specific terms, about the way you've seen the manufacturing landscape change over the last few years. We've already touched on a couple of the ways in which it is a dramatically changing industry. What would be some of the specific ways that you think are most significant?
Well, there was a lot of years where we weren't attracting the young adults into our industry for, you know, quite honestly, for some reasons that, you know, were of our own doing and we're not very proud of. There was a day when, it wasn't a great place to work. The opportunities were not as great as they are today. And we had an image problem. You know, perception is very powerful. And so we've seen an aging workforce, and those that have been able to recognize it, you know, have started to look at that and go, hey, where does this next generation of manufacturing professionals come from? And that is really what's driven much of our outreach campaign. And first, it starts with changing that perception. And so, we've got to work together as a group to put ourselves in a better position to attract those people, bring them into our facilities, allow them to see the great things that we're doing, the technology that we employ and the people and processes that make some pretty cool stuff. And so it's about using a lot more technology than what perhaps was used many years ago to do what we do.
Yeah, Mike, I would also add to that I think the whole identification of a skills gap, in that it's very difficult to find employees today by many companies in all different sectors of their work, has really driven the need to communicate all of the great aspects of manufacturing and all the different jobs and careers that are available. And I know you've been a champion in helping to try to, you know, communicate that whole identity crisis that we're having, not only around manufacturing, but, you know, skills in general, the trades, the technical skills, and how valuable they can be to our future economic base for our community.
Hmm. President Albrecht, how does manufacturing figure in Gateway right now? I mean, is this something that is sort of receding in importance or on the ascent? I mean, what, how important a player is our manufacturing programs in general here at Gateway?
You know, I would say that if I looked into a crystal ball, but I think we're already shaping that crystal ball. We're making huge investments in manufacturing. So the Elkhorn campus program alone, you know, that's going to be probably, when we're all done, a $3 million capital investment with a new manufacturing center. 3 or 4 years ago, we opened up Tarnowski Hall, the addition to the IMET Center, and really have bloomed out our efforts in manufacturing for the community. Expanded a welding program in Racine. We expanded our Lakeview efforts over in Kenosha. So manufacturing is cornerstone for us as far as our programming. Some of the programs that people are probably more familiar with, welding is always very popular. We run welding 7 days a week now at Gateway, so there's a high demand for welding. And it's not just the entry-level welding, it's the advanced welding degrees with robotic welding and, you know, MIG and TIG welding and all of the different acronyms that go along with the specialization of welding. Computer numerical control, which we've discussed on our program before, our boot camps, our CNC boot camps, but we also have regular programs in CNC, so there's a wide variety of areas of computer interface. Probably one of the most popular ones right now is our mechatronics program. That's the combination of electrical and mechanical systems. I like to think of it as the people that program robots, design machines and program robots, and we have a great partnership with Niagara Bottling and Crohn's Company right now, where they're taking 30 students at a time, putting them through our mechatronics program so that they can ensure that they have skilled technicians that can fix all those automated machines that are out in our workplaces. And so, but manufacturing goes in all different areas. We're seeing a high growth area in our programmable logical controllers, in our robotics courses, mechanical design courses, electromechanical courses. So there's specialty areas, and then there's the broad-based manufacturing technician type programs. I'm very optimistic that it will continue to grow. It's cornerstone. It's close to 30% of our workforce in southeast Wisconsin is based on manufacturing. So we need strong manufacturing to have a strong economy. So Gateway is doing what we think is our part to help make sure that we have the right technicians out there to provide those jobs.
Mike Reeder, earlier President Albrecht was kind of listing off some of the really large companies that are significant partners for Gateway. And, of course, Precision Plus, on the other hand, is not a large company, but it's a significant company, and particularly it's significant to Gateway. Just talk for a moment about that variation that we see in the manufacturing sector between really, really large companies versus small to medium-sized companies like Precision Plus. What kind of role do they play in that landscape?
Well, I think it's a very important role, and it stems from the fact that you've got local ownership that's involved in the community, as opposed to, you know, big Fortune 500 companies that are run from afar, and, you know, are have to answer to shareholders on Wall Street, and therefore they're driven by, you know, this month's bottom line or this quarter. And what I've seen in so many cases is those people are unwilling to make the long-term investments. You know, it. They're focused so much on today. And so, you know, we have a much longer-term horizon. And, you know, people have asked me about our efforts in training and education and said, you know, well, what is the ROI on that? You know, what do you see the payback? And, you know, my response is, well, I know the ROI of doing nothing. And whatever we're doing in this area is certainly going to be better than that. And so, again, I see some of the big companies that are unwilling to embrace this investment, and I see, you know, the small and medium-sized manufacturers that recognize that this is their lifeblood to, you know, attracting and developing the new talent, and those are the people that are actually willing to step forward and get involved. I don't have the specifics on what small and medium-sized manufacturing represents relative to the large companies. I'm sure Brian has more of that available, but I think the data will show that the majority of folks in manufacturing are employed in not the big companies, but the small and medium size.
I think you're right, Mike. It's close to 70% of our manufacturing base are small and medium-sized companies. So that is critical. You know, that's where groups are looking. You know, they don't need to hire 30 like a large company would, but they need three really good techs in order to keep their company going. And I think it's critical that we take a look at all aspects of manufacturing because of the diversity of the population that we serve at Gateway. You know, we've got some unique communities, larger communities we've seen in Kenosha that are supplying a different type of a technician than those in Elkhorn or Burlington or other regions of the district. So we're quite unique in our diversity, and that means we need to be unique in the types of programs that we offer.
Hmm. President Albrecht, we've mentioned at least briefly already an expansion of the manufacturing program on the Elkhorn campus of Gateway, which you were saying is right down the road from Precision Plus, as a matter of fact. Tell us the specifics of that. What has happened on the Elkhorn campus that you're so excited about?
Yeah, you bet. I kind of have to back up just a little bit. It was about 4 years ago we started our renovations on the Elkhorn campus, and we started with what we call the North Building, and we put a new library on, the Alice Morava Library. You might recall that. And we remodeled our nursing program, so we have a very sophisticated certified nursing program there. And then we went to the Student Center and remodeled all of that to consolidate our services for students. So we're pretty comfortable with where we are with the North Building as far as making sure that it's current and up to date. And that's important because, you know, we are caretakers of our community's resources. And, you know, Gateway provides great educational services, but sometimes we forget that they're being paid for by the taxpayer. So we've got to keep those facilities up to date and make sure that our programs are aligned with careers. We started the South Building a year ago, and we took a look at how much we could accomplish in the first year, and we built out a new student center. We also built out new offices for the Walworth County Economic Development Association. So Waseda has their offices there. The Job Center offices are located on the south in the South Building, and really began to take a look at how we could improve the student experience. Now, the next wing of that South Building is manufacturing, so that's where I'm super excited now to be able to share that our board has approved the design of the new manufacturing center. It'll add about 12,000 square feet of new space to the South Building. Hmm. So you combine that with the existing space of 20, so you get about 32,000 square feet dedicated to manufacturing. When I say manufacturing, that includes renovated engineering programs out in Elkhorn, so that's really an upgrade from what we've had. It'll nearly double the size and space of our welding facility, so that'll really help us take a look at how we become much more supportive of that industry. It'll add a CNC lab, which we've never had there before, computer numerical control. Mm. And in fact, to Mike's comments, that'll be our first campus to offer Swiss screw machining, which is the high-end micro-precision machining, so we're very excited about that. We'll be adding a new, what I call, fab lab / mechatronics lab, a combination of what we learned at IMET for our 3D printing and our electromechanical. So that'll be combined. It'll take the shape of an automated manufacturing system. So it'll be a state-of-the-art, high-tech, very futuristic-looking facility. But most importantly, it'll deliver skills that can meet employers' needs like Mike and others in those very unique niche markets that are available for us in the western region of our district.
Wow. Mike Reeder, I should think you are really excited to hear about those plans. I mean, not that you're hearing about them for the first time today, but certainly that has to fold nicely into your concerns about having really well-trained workers employed at Precision Plus.
Greg, I can't express how excited I am about what's happening on the Elkhorn campus. I've been involved with Gateway for many years, and once upon a time sat on an advisory panel that was trying to understand the employment mix in Walworth County, as well as what the earnings annual earnings potential was in each of those industries. And as it turned out, the single largest employment sector was manufacturing in Walworth County, and then you couple that with the data that said manufacturing has the highest annual earnings in Walworth County. To me, it makes perfect sense that Gateway and Dr. Albrecht are investing in the Elkhorn campus and the manufacturing lab, because if that's where your base is and that's where your funding comes from, let's make sure we're doing everything to support that moving forward. And so we're very excited about what's happening on the Elkhorn campus and are trying to rally our peer industries to get involved and be part of the solution as well. I learned some time ago it's one thing to, sit back and complain, but that's not the path to a solution. So people have got to step forward and, get involved and do what they can to be proactive and working with others towards that solution. That's where Dr. Albrecht has been a great partner in this process.
Yeah, I want to thank Mike also, because, one of the things that people think about, and they'll hear this show and they'll think, oh, that means we've got a you know, we have to gift money or something to the college. And there are so many different ways that we need help, advisory committees. Mike's been a great champion in connecting us with many of his supply chain resources. So where does he get his software from? Where do he buy his machines from? You know, what are the peer groups that he's working with? Are they talking about as far as high-end machining? And all of that adds tremendous value. Those are all aspects that we do not have direct access to at Gateway. So we need help in making those connections. Once the connections are made, then we'll go ahead and try to, you know, work the best we can to make sure that we're meeting all of the different needs that people have. But otherwise, we become kind of isolated, even at Gateway, and we tend to do things the way we think they should be done as opposed to the way our employer partners feel they should be done.
So their expertise is tremendously important, and not just in a figurative way.
It's extremely important. I know Mike's probably getting tired of me, but I think, Mike, I send you a note probably once a week just to give you an update of where we are and say, now we're looking to do this. Can you help?
At least that.
You don't mind a bit, huh?
No, not at all. I'm thrilled to be part of the conversation.
Speaking of conversation, I know that you have conversations probably on a fairly regular basis with young people, and including young people who aren't sure what they should be doing with their lives. And I suspect you spend a fair amount of time making sure that young people are understanding the opportunities that are out there in the manufacturing sector.
We spend a tremendous amount of time on that, Craig, and it started about 2.5 years ago when we recognized that, you know, the perception problem that manufacturing had, and we can sit there and pout about that, or we can be part of the solution. And it started with, you know, bringing in the area high school administrators, counselors, and STEM instructors. To show them some of the great things that we're doing in the building, the technology that we use, and the intellect that is required to be part of this process. And, you know, every one of those instructors walked out of here after the hour or hour and a half we spent with them, and they all said, wow, we had no idea. And that led to a career panel we hosted at the local high school with the support of the administration, and we presented to about 200 students on a cold, snowy February morning. And that really was a springboard for the youth engagement, because we had a number of, you know, really great kids approach us afterwards wanting to learn more about what we do and ask if we did, you know, internships during the summertime. And that rolled out our first real summer internship program, where we had 10 wonderful young adults from the community come into our building and work with us in every facet of the manufacturing area, from the most basic and mundane to, at the end of the summer, they were running, you know, $500,000 CNC equipment, making offsets and tool changes on their own. And it was truly inspiring to me to see the great things that they could do given the opportunity. And for all of them, they had never understood the opportunities of manufacturing. You know, they are in the classroom, they hear what they hear there, and it's all a push to go on to four-year university. You know, our message to them was, you know, it wasn't don't go to school, but it was, if you're going to go to school, understand what it is that you enjoy and what the career path may look like, and calculate the ROI on it. You know, because going off to a four-year university and spending tons of money in the hopes that you're going to figure it out along the way is not necessarily a great plan. And that's why, you know, we want to provide opportunities to earn while you learn. We want to work with the technical college to provide pathways for those that that choose to go that route. And we also partner with the university system, particularly MSOE, who is another partner of Gateway, for those that are pursuing the four-year engineering.
Mike, I'm glad you brought that up, because I just wanted to just acknowledge the role that you play in helping, you know, build collaborative efforts between all of our schools. So it's not just one school. It's really trying to help all of our schools understand how manufacturing can be a part of their educational process. And today, we're seeing fewer and fewer manufacturing or technology education courses being taught in our high schools, and even fewer in our middle schools. So it's really a process of re-educating a whole new generation of school leadership around, you know, these are important programs that help design and build career paths for students that lead to two-year, directly to work, two-year apprenticeship, or onto university programs. That's a big challenge sometimes because schools are under tight budgets as well, and these are expensive programs. So, you know, oftentimes they're cut or they're not offered at the same level they might have been even, you know, 20 years ago.
Hmm. We're seeing a lot more momentum in that area, and I'm excited to see this, and I look forward to, you know, working with between our director of education and training, Barry Butters, and myself, we participate on probably 7 or 8 area high school technical advisory boards, and we're seeing a lot more interest in manufacturing.
That's great.
What kind of connection do you end up having with teachers and administrators in some of these schools where you work, beyond the connection you have with the actual students there?
We continue to bring through as many teachers and administrators as possible. October is Manufacturing Month, and we've hosted many different tours through the building as part of that. And really, we've got to win the hearts and minds of the teachers. And that was the first step for us in attracting the students. You know, we've also got to, you know, win over the parents as well, because many times they, you know, have perceptions of manufacturing, and that's not where they want their children to be. And so, primarily, you know, getting the instructors through is very important to us. We're also trying to work with some of the area schools on teacher externships during the summertime. And, for Gateway, we've got Rich Schauss that hopefully will be spending some time with us this summer, focused on training of on the Swiss machine that's going to be arriving in the fall on the Gateway campus. So we want to be a partner in making that program as successful as possible.
That's great, Mike. I know Rich is excited about that. And last week you had a couple of our career counselors there and some of our financial aid student staff there. So everybody's getting a good glimpse of what it takes to be successful in manufacturing. And part of the whole development of the project in the Elkhorn campus is really helping to change that image for young people, for teachers, for counselors, for parents. And we were successful in doing that, at the IMED Center in Sturtevant, and you'd been there to visit it, and you said, we need this over in Elkhorn, and now we're beginning to champion that. They see it when they come to visit your company. They see it when they visit other companies, and they also need to see it in their training facilities.
Hmm. So, President Albrecht, explain to our listeners the extent to which Gateway is even involved at the high school level, particularly when it comes to this whole manufacturing sector, because I think the typical person out there in the community still thinks of us as, of course, a college, dealing with college-age students and beyond, and probably don't even begin to understand just how significant the outreach is to high school.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, Greg. You know, we often think our primary market is the adult learner. I mean, that's average age at Gateway is 30 years old, so we have a lot of adult students here. But what people don't often realize is that if you take some of the largest high schools in the state, Case High School, Bradford High School, it's about 2,000 students. There's 4,000 high school students that attend Gateway. So we are just really big in the high school market, in a wide variety of different areas. A lot of it through articulation. Students are taking college courses while they're in high school. You know, they can go to Badger High School and pick up college credits. They can be a student at Lakeview or Racine, and they're getting some college experience through articulation. We also have designated identified programs. We have a high school CNC boot camp. In fact, we'll be offering it for the first time out in Elkhorn. We'll have Mike comment on that in just a few minutes. But so that relationship with the high school is absolutely critical, from the teacher development through our counselors, through our career coaches. And we assign at least one Gateway career coach to every high school at least one day a week to work with students about making choices about post-secondary education, helping work through the process of applying, making sure that their credits are all being aligned for transfer, to kind of make sure that that experience is smoothless and as beneficial as possible. There's nothing more important than graduating from high school with, 6 or 8 college credits under your belt. Gives you good confidence, plus it saves you or your parents, a couple $1,000. So, there's a lot of work that needs to be done to help strengthen that awareness about the role Gateway can play. And now with all of our great articulation efforts, you can dual enroll at Gateway and, like I mentioned, at Parkside and pick up university credits and 2-year college credits all at the same time. So it's tremendously important for our feeder system, but it's also important, I think, for our effort and responsibility to create a more seamless educational pathway. So whether it's middle school, we're working at elementary schools now, middle schools, high schools, two-year college, four-year college, we're one piece of a whole ecosystem around education. And, you know, we're kind of a unique piece because we bridge, you know, the early years plus the adult years. And if we can make that something that's going to add value not only for the workforce but for all of us in an educational fashion, lifelong learning becomes something that's more ingrained into our community. But I just wanted to ask Mike quickly to comment on our high school boot camp that we're running out in Elkhorn this next summer, because it's quite unique. We've had adult boot camps, 20 of them in fact, but now we're really stretching out into the high school market to see if we can't attract folks even at a younger age.
What about that?
Go ahead.
What about that, Mike?
I think that's going to be a great addition to the Elkhorn campus, and we're out there, you know, you're going to need to put us on the payroll here, Brian, as salespeople. We've been out touting that every opportunity because, you know, we were some of those most vocal about the lack of that boot camp on the Elkhorn campus. And I'm hearing that there are some pretty significant numbers that have expressed interest in joining in that program. And so you got to get these young adults at a much younger age, you know, where they've got a chance to modify the career path that they're on, to take advantage of more of the technical education and all the math and the science that's needed along with it. And so we look forward to working with Brian's team on this rollout.
Mike, what are some other programs that Precision Plus is involved in that involve youth and support youth?
Well, again, we try to host as many tours through the building as possible every year, and that's 12 months a year, trying to invite them in, show the young adults what it is we're doing, the technology we employ, and the processes, and why math and science are just as important as some of the hands-on curriculum. We also support youth apprenticeship programs, paid positions during the school year where student will come in here for 2-3 hours in the morning and then go to high school the remainder of the day. We also will have probably 18 interns, paid interns, in here this summer between high school and college age. Keep in mind we're a company of just 65, and this will be the second year in a row that we've had upwards of 18 students in the building. And it's quite a challenge, but it's exciting to see the great things that some of these really bright young minds can achieve in a short period of time over the summer. And so those are some of the biggest things we do. We also sponsor two scholarships to MSOE, and we have a reimbursement, education reimbursement program for our employees right now. That we've got one that came through Youth Apprenticeship Program last year, and unfortunately is attending Black Buck Tech right now because it was actually closer for him than Gateway. But that's all about to change. So I know we're going to have a lot more of our youth apprenticeship students as well as our internships students, and probably some of our existing employees who want to take advantage of the training opportunities right here on the Elkhorn campus.
Yeah, Mike, it's absolutely remarkable the investment that you're making in education for your existing workforce and for the future workforce. And you know, on behalf of Gateway and the whole community, whether it's Black Hawk Technical College, Madison Technical College, Milwaukee, Waukesha, Gateway, it's all about our regional effort to make sure that our citizens have good skills so they can get good jobs and support their families. And you're leading the way in helping create that dynamic interface between education and workforce. And so thank you for that.
Well, I enjoy working with you as well.
Sounds like a partnership made in heaven. In our closing minutes, Mike, tell us right now, to whatever extent you can, what Precision Plus is working on right now. I mean, again, you're a relatively small company. You just said 65 employees, and yet it sounds like you have all kinds of things going on in terms of creating all kinds of fascinating parts for all kinds of other companies.
Well, you know, we identified a number of years ago the single greatest threat that we face is where does that next manufacturing professional group come from, and so we've invested significant efforts in that front, and that's outside of our, you know, traditional business model of making parts for other companies. One of the other exciting things I just had happen, I got an email from a gentleman I met 2.5 years ago in Switzerland while over there, on a tour, and he wants to establish an internship exchange program with some of his people in Switzerland coming over here and vice versa. And so I was thinking on the way in this morning about, you know, some of the opportunities that's going to open up with, you know, the investment in the Elkhorn campus with Gateway. And so, you know, so many things going on here, and I look forward to working with Brian on all these moving forward.
I like the fact that you're thinking about Gateway at 7 o'clock in the morning. I think that's a good thing. But, you know, one of the things that we hadn't mentioned, Greg, is just the great leadership that our supporting companies, including Precision Plus, but also Haas Manufacturing, who's helping us with some of the equipment and has now identified a couple of scholarship opportunities for Gateway in manufacturing as well. And we run some Haas educational opportunities on our Racine campus, so it's nice to have that extension out to the Elkhorn campus. And Mike already mentioned his support and scholarships for the Milwaukee School of Engineering, but I do want to thank Mike on behalf of our college foundation. He's also made a generous gift to Gateway to help support the new manufacturing center in Elkhorn. And in all aspects of his leadership, it's really evident that Mike is committed to helping not only Gateway, but all educational entities be successful and really driving that conversation at the local level for high school administrators, teachers, and counselors to students around what their future is all about and how they can celebrate the path that they're on and really look within their community for opportunities to expose themselves to new technologies and be entrepreneurs, inventors, creators, and innovators so that we can stay the viable region of Southeast Wisconsin that we've all been fortunate to grow up in. And now looking to the next generation, you know, keeping that inspiration alive, it takes some real strong educational and business leaders to be able to keep that level of conversation going. And Mike's been a great champion for us.
Hmm. Mike Reeder, if people are interested in knowing a little bit more about Precision Plus and all that you do, is there a website to which you can direct them?
Absolutely. It's www.preplus.com. If you go to precisionplus.com, you're going to find a vacuum cleaner parts supplier. And they obviously beat us to the website. It was a domain name back in the early 90s. So can't do much about that. So preplus.com, and you'll find a wealth of information there, contact information. If you like, by all means, feel free to reach out to me at any time.
Very good. Mike Reeder is president and owner of Precision Plus, located in Elkhorn. And it's been great to have you here.
Greg, I just want to make one further announcement related to manufacturing. And recently, Gateway received a grant award to help support the area of information technology. And so we now have a program that we started called SharePoint Applications. It's a fully funded two-year associate degree program. So those folks that are interested in computer programming, this would be a great opportunity. The program is located on our Burlington campus. If you want more information, the phone number to call is 262-619-6530, or just go to the Gateway www.gtc.edu website for more information. But it's called SharePoint. It's fully funded, 100% free associate degree in computer software. Great program. I think it'll help align the greater needs in manufacturing and IT information systems. So just another great addition to helping support the folks in our region.
Excellent. Well, Mike Reeder, president owner of Precision Plus, it was great to meet you via the telephone and to have you be part of this conversation today. Very best wishes, and thanks for all the good work that you do in your corner of the world.
Thank you, Greg.
And President Brian Albrecht, always good to have you here as well.
Thank you, Greg. My pleasure.
I'm Greg Reberg. Tomorrow on The Morning Show, Nick Demski. Many of you know him as the co-creator and curator of the Bonk series. Bonk is coming to the Southwest Kenosha Public Library this Saturday. And they have a performance which they're also doing the following weekend as well. If you don't know anything about Bonk, be sure you listen to my conversation with Nick Demski on tomorrow's morning show. Tomorrow's morning show will also include a conversation with Mary Norris, who for several decades now has been one of the editors at The New Yorker, one of America's most highly regarded magazines. And she's written a memoir about her work there called Confessions of a Comma Queen. The Morning Show airs every weekday morning between 8 and 9 o'clock. The program is archived on our website, WGTD.org. Support for The Morning Show comes from Carthage College, hosting a panel discussion titled Gay Rights and Religious Liberty, Constitutional Crossroads, or Politics as Usual, this Wednesday afternoon at 4 o'clock in the Clausen Center for World Business. Support for The Morning Show also comes from Andrea's, a Kenosha tradition since 1911. A unique shopping experience time and time again, and that's what brings you back. And don't forget about Jack's Cafe, Andrea's, 2401 60th Street, online at andreasgifts.com.